It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate around the UAE and available on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcast from. It is a Friday morning. It has rolled around pretty fast. Another very busy week here at the Dubai Property Podcast. If you've had a busy one, no doubt you're looking forward to maybe a bit of relaxation, or perhaps you are going to be chasing that all-important property, the real estate, over the weekend. It is Friday, March the 31st, so we are into the last day of March, the 1st of April tomorrow, and coming up, Niraj is back, and we are talking luxury-branded residents. Now, there is this explosion of these luxury developments that, let's face it, it is purely aimed at the high net worth individuals. And we talked last time about the Dubai real estate developers reducing the footage of their properties to attract buyers with lower prices. And some of these developers have lower internal spaces, not matching what is advertised. Upon closer inspections, we mentioned that the apartment sometimes can be 10% smaller or even more. So I'm going to ask this morning Niraj what he has noticed in this space around the shrinking internal apartment spaces, because the value of these off-plan transactions, if you look at last month back in February, they're worth $30 million more than the $4.4 billion lodged the year before. So there is a lot of transacting going on around off-plan, and you've got to make sure that you're getting what you're paying for.
From 6am, we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts every week on the Dubai Property Podcast. From luxury villas to affordable apartments across every suburb in Dubai. Talking real estate with comprehensive insights on the Dubai Property Podcast.
So this morning we're going to bring back Niraj Masand, who is the Managing Director at Arthur Realty. And a very good morning. Welcome back, Niraj.
Hi, good morning, Craig. Nice to be back.
One of the things that I wanted to address this morning is the rise of branded residences. And it's not by accident that we are starting to see more of these, especially in Dubai. Now, they carry a bit of a premium. The developers and investors, they understand only too well the financial potential and massive appeal of branded homes. So what have you noticed in this space?
Well, you know, Craig, the last few years, couple of years especially, we've seen a lot of high net worth individuals move to Dubai, a lot of millionaires move to Dubai. That has actually led to a rise in luxury properties across Dubai. So if you see the likes of Palm, Downtown, Marina, all of them have actually done very, very well over the last couple of years. Luxury buyers are always looking for something more premium. They've had enough of towers overlooking Burj Khalifa. So they need something more than just a good location and a good developer. So branded residences have been largely on the rise over the last couple of years.
Yeah, they certainly have. And investors, now they're always concentrated on higher yields compared with regular residential properties. Now, do you think that there is a kind of a built-in yield component that is almost like a bit of a guarantee of higher returns for the investor?
So branded residences, obviously, because of the services that they are providing, like the concierge and the valet, etc., tend to attract a premium even in terms of rental values. Because there's a shortage of these kind of properties and the number of buyers or tenants looking at these properties are much higher, we expect the rentals to be a lot more. Also, what's happening is that Dubai is attracting a lot of freelance talent, a lot of crypto traders because of the regulations in cryptocurrency. All of these people moving to Dubai, if they're not buying a property, they're looking at renting a property which has the works. So we see a huge demand coming in for branded residences, even on the rental side, which will result in much higher yields.
As you say, you can see why people are attracted to this product because of the personalized concierge, as you mentioned, the valet parking, the furnished and branded fittings, and the upholstery, which is all located in a pretty prime sort of a community. But even more than that, it's, as you say, the brand name behind the properties. It's that part of the allure for either the investor or somebody looking to call home. And it's a good point that you're making. You know, there's a lot of cryptocurrency people coming in. All sorts of people are being attracted into Dubai. Then they start to look for branded residences.
Absolutely. So they're moving to Dubai. They want a product which has a guaranteed service. They know that if you take a branded residences in downtown, there are no questions asked in terms of the quality of the fittings, of the furniture, furnishings, and the other facilities in the building. And that's what they're paying the premium for.
And sort of to throw you a question here, do you have a favorite branded residence? Is there one that sort of stands out for you at the moment in 2023?
Well, I think Ali Saab as a brand is seeing a lot of demand. And I think that product, because they have various different products. So they've got villas in Arabian Ranches. They've got villas at Maidan. So I think that's a product to look out for. That's a brand to look out for because they're growing quite exponentially around the world. I've heard of an Ali Saab development happening in UK and a few other places as well. So I think they would be one of the brands to look out for.
You know, the other point too to make here is the cookie cutter apartments where you've got just, you know, thousands and thousands of the same style of an apartment. And I think, you know, people have become, particularly with wealth, they've become a little bit more discerning. They're not interested in those cookie cutter type apartments.
Especially the ones moving to Dubai, because they're used to luxury around the world. And what you're saying is absolutely correct. Apart from it being cookie cutter, the developers have started reducing the sizes. So where you had two bedrooms that were 1500 square feet earlier, they've now shrunk to about 1100 square feet. So the buyers that are still looking for the right layout, the right size and the facilities are turning towards branded residences.
Yeah, just talking about the size, it's very important to make sure that if you are thinking about buying a property, an apartment, make sure that you do the measurements and you get the right person, the right people in to make sure that what is being claimed in terms of internal size equates to reality.
That's right, Craig. And I think it's very important for buyers that when they're buying a product which is off plan, I encourage my investors and buyers to actually go through the brochure and see the measurements on the brochure itself and compare that with the space that they're currently living in. That will give them a clear perspective in terms of what they're going in for, because sometimes brochures can be misleading. So if you're not very confident with the calculations, with the measurements, then you can land up buying something which is way too smaller or not something that you expected. So always compare the sizes on the brochure to your current living space and then decide whether that size works for you.
Yeah, so that's a good little end point there. Niraj, that is some great advice. Thank you once again for coming on to the Dubai Property Podcast this morning.
Thank you, Craig, so much for having me over again.
You're listening to the Dubai Property Podcast Breakfast.
Well, you might have seen a couple of days ago Elon Musk calling for a pause on AI programs like ChatGPT. But I think that the genie is out of the bottle. It's too late, isn't it? AI in the next 5 to 10 years, yes, it's going to play a role in how we conduct business with real estate. But the 2020 2024 US elections will be full of deepfakes, AI-generated audio and video clips that appear to be authentic. And generative AI is now capable of producing plausible simulations of politicians and pundits. And deepfakes are already spreading misinformation via social media. So while news outlets are developing strategies to combat the technology, tech platforms such as Facebook and YouTube have yet to put forward strategies for dealing with this whole problem. And after the 2024 elections, the next elections in 2028, the experts are saying with this new technology, they are predicting that the US is going to lose its free and open elections and democracy will cease to exist in America as a result of AI technology.
If you've got a question that needs answering, you can email us at DubaiPropertyPodcast@gmail.com.
You're talking about the developers, of course. There's so much choice at the moment. So what is your favourite suburb and why is it your favourite suburb?
Sure. Well, look, my favourite suburb is the one that I live in, and not really a suburb in comparison to what other suburbs there are now in Dubai. So even when I moved out here, you know, the Springs, which is where I live, which is very close to Dubai Marina. We're only, less than a 10-minute drive, 15 minutes from the beach max. Whereas now you can go out into what's called the Al Qudra Corridor. There are plenty of communities out there. Again, cheaper in comparison to what is the Springs, just by the very nature of its location, but they're brand new. Whereas the Springs is more than 15 years old, whereas villa communities out on the Al Qudra Corridor are now being delivered, move in, brand new, probably save yourself 50,000 dirhams a year on comparison to what you might get in the Springs. But I love the Springs. It's a community, it's established, there's lakes, trees, there's greenery. And, you know, as I say, it's the proximity to what is Marina and that whole area is very close. But, you know, there are lots and lots of lovely communities now being delivered, Tilal Al Gaf being one. You've even got Expo Golf Villas out by the new airport. And again, they are very, very competitively priced. You can get a 3-bed villa there for about 1.5 million. Now you're 30 minutes outside of Dubai Marina, but if you work from home and you have a remote role, community swimming pools, again, pretty green, and you don't mind a half an hour commute into where you might want to go out to restaurants, then great. You know, you can save yourself a fortune.
Yeah. And what is the population of that area that you live in now?
Gosh, well, there's about 6,000 villas in the spring. So it gives you an idea of scale, ranging from 2 beds to 3 beds with different sizes. But the Springs is based on 14 separate communities. There are 2 community centers, one at either end of the community with gyms and again, supermarkets and shops and everything in between. So every community has at least one, some don't, but most of them have at least one community swimming pool where you can go and play, certainly with the children. There's lots of parks. But as I say, the big draw here is the lake. So the lake that I'm on is around 2 kilometers in circumference and just enables you to go out and, as I say, have a nice walk, evening walks. It's still just about okay in the weather here in Dubai before the summer hits. But at the moment, yeah, I mean, that's what makes it fantastic for me.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.